The card is open for the Becoming Boss Mastermind. So if you've already joined, I'm so excited to coach you. If you're thinking about joining, now is the time. The Mastermind is a lot different than a lot of other courses. So it's really designed to help you make a 90-day plan, and then we give you a whole support system to actually be able to take action on that plan and follow it for 90 days straight. And then at the end of 90 days, you look at your data, you evaluate what's working, what's not working, make a new plan, and do it again. And then if you have imposter syndrome stuff come up, or overwhelm come up, or life comes up, you can come to one of our coaching calls. You can search old coaching calls and find somebody that's been coached on something similar. You can put something in the Q&A. You can post in the Facebook group. There's so many ways to get support. One of the biggest issues I see new entrepreneurs have is they are doing a lot of random stuff, but they don't understand how that fits into their overall business strategy. They're throwing spaghetti at the wall, and that costs a lot of energy, right? The other thing I see that costs them a ton of energy is being indecisive. Should I do this? Should I do that? In the Mastermind, you make all your decisions ahead of time. So we decide right now what you're going to do for the next 90 days, and then you just focus on sticking with that. And what it does is it means you get all of that time and energy back spending that you would normally be spending trying to figure out, what do I do next? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this strategy, that strategy? Should I do Pinterest or Instagram? Should I post this many times or that many times? In our program, we really try to eliminate all of that. So you get all of that mental energy back. And that's partially how I think we're able to speed up people's results in the community. So we saw this in the business reboot. Lots of people were saying, you know, I never would have taken this action. I never would have gotten this done. I got so many things done. I really got a lot of clarity. I really got out of my comfort zone. And that is 100% because we were doing it as a group and as a community. I think it's really hard when you're just by yourself to keep taking action, to keep showing up, to keep doing all the things. And then on top of it, a lot of us have family members and friends that don't understand what we're doing. And so I was saying to them in the reboot, I was like, stop trying to make your friends and family understand what you're doing. They don't need to understand what you're doing. You need to go get other people to support you. You need to go get other people that see your vision and see your dream. And you need to be around people that are doing what you want to be doing, because it normalizes to your brain the struggle, the ups and downs. It makes all of it seem normal. When you're only around people that are not entrepreneurial, that are constantly questioning what you're doing, and maybe they even try to be supportive, but they don't really get it. They're not in this world. Like, you need to be around people in this world doing the things you want to do. And that's what we offer in the Mastermind, in addition to the amazing expert coaching that you'll get, amazing expert workshops you'll get, the training you'll get, the Q&A, all of the things. It's really like being in a community where we're all doing it together. It is going to make it so much easier to follow your plan. I hope to see you in there. Today is the last day to join, so if you want to join us for Q2, now is the time. Make a big decision, make a big move, and I will see you in there. I coach on Tuesday, so you can come talk to me on Tuesday on Zoom, and we can get your plan all sorted and help you with anything you're stuck with. I will see you guys then. Let's get into the episode. This is a re-air episode we're doing with one of our amazing Becoming Boss Mastermind members. You can hear from them about their experience and how it's helped them, and learn some things from their journey as well. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited. I got a very special mastermind superstar extraordinaire. Leslie's here with me today. Leslie, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Leslie Moon, and I blog over at Life Balance After 50, which is a website for women over 50 who are looking to redefine in some way.
I love that. And you joined the Mastermind how long ago now? I can't remember.
I believe it was October of last year. I lose track of years, and now it's the beginning of a new year. So, but I believe it was October.
I know, it all blends together for me too. I'm like,
yeah.
2020.
Yeah, it was October 2020. I joined for the quarter. And then in January, I joined the vault. And I've been in the vault ever since.
Been in the vault ever since. The vault is our year-long membership. Yeah. So I know you've had some really good results. I know you launched a course and you have sold that out, and you're launching that all the rest of the year. But I wanted to have you on and talk about how the mastermind has impacted other parts of your life. I feel like when I'm pitching it, I'm always like talking about like how mindset impacts your sales and how you can use it to grow your business. But whenever I talk to people, I actually find that the things that we teach, I think, can really be applied to so many different things. So I'd love to hear from you a little bit about what you've learned in the mastermind and how you've been able to apply it.
So there's a couple of, like, I would say major ways that the mastermind has affected my life, not business-wise. Well, one of them is kind of business-wise, but not really. The one way, or the first way that I was thinking about, was that I'm able to use a lot of the strategies and the things that you coach us on to help my community.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot. The mindset stuff, because in my community, it's, it's women who are like of the mindset of I'm too old to blank, whatever the thing is. Right. And so it's like, what am I crazy? Like, why am I going to do this or that? Like, I'm just too old to go back to school or get the training I need to do the thing or start a business or whatever. And the strategies and the coaching and stuff that we get in the mastermind is so many of those things I can take over to my community.
Yeah.
And I'm able to do that. Yeah.
That's a great point. And I feel like I've been able to do that too, but I think that's kind of why it's important to have a coach too. If you're really trying to get results for people, like, I can't imagine, like, I'm in communities too and have support and have coaches where I take things and like give them to you guys. And I think it would be, I think it's really helpful to be part of a community and have a coach when you have a community and you're coaching people and you want to get people results.
Yes, very. And it's not something I ever would have thought about when I joined the mastermind.
Yeah. I think getting people better results is one of the best business strategies you can have, because I think when you're seeing your people get better and better results all the time, it starts to raise your confidence in what you're doing. And you're like, oh, like, I actually can do things for people. Like, they actually really should pay me.
Right.
So I'm always getting coached and joining programs for that reason too, because I find the better I'm able to communicate things to you guys and the more strategies and things I have to offer, it just makes me more confident in what I'm selling and what I'm doing. And then it's easier for me to sell my offer and grow the business.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
And then what were your other, I know you said there was like other things.
I think the other big takeaway, they're kind of equal for me personally, is I've always been someone who, like, anxiety for me has been a lifelong struggle. And I have done so many things outside of my comfort zone since I joined the mastermind. Like, the list is endless. Things that I never would have predicted that I would do. One of which is being on this podcast, like, just going live and going.
Well, yeah, you do video all the time now too, right?
Yes, all the time. And I even go on now and sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. I just get on and say hi and whatever. So my confidence, and I think my ability to just push through the anxiety and be like, okay, yes, I'm anxious, but that's okay. It's okay to be anxious. I'm still going to do this anyway. And I'm not going to let that anxiety stop me. Because if I let it stop me, I wouldn't be doing anything. And that's not good. So that's been like a huge bonus, huge in all areas of my life, not just in the business, but just in anything, like just stepping outside my comfort zone in general.
And just willing to feel uncomfortable feelings.
Yeah. And realizing that if you're not anxious, then you're not doing something that's allowing you to grow. Like, if you weren't anxious, then it's too easy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, without anxiety, there's no growth, I think.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I love coaching business is because I think it's like the ultimate personal development journey, right? And I'm obviously a big personal development person and self-help person. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you're doing entrepreneurship or you're doing a business, you're kind of constantly outside of your comfort zone. You're kind of always kind of banging up against your limiting beliefs and what you think about yourself and your self-concept and what you think is possible. And you're just kind of always out there in the discomfort. I have a whole module I'm doing that's going to be live in the mastermind in Q2. And it's about processing feelings and being willing to feel feelings. But I think when you're willing to feel uncomfortable, then really everything is on the table, right? Because when people are, this is what happened to me when I had anxiety too. It was like my life started to shrink because it was like, well, I can't drive in this kind of car now, and I can't go in this building, and I can't like do this. And I can't do. And I was like watching my life like shrink, and it happened really fast for me. It like escalated really bad, really fast. And I had this therapist that did like exposure therapy with me, where he was just like, you're just gonna have a panic attack, and I'm going to stay here. And like, we're going to go in the elevator and you're going to have a panic attack. And it was just to see, it sounds like so extreme, right? But it worked for me really well. And we just kept doing that until I was like, okay, like panic attacks suck, but I just am going to keep living my life and like be willing to feel the feelings. But once I was willing to feel the feelings, and I was like, I'm willing to be miserable, I'm willing to have this horrific, like terrible experience as many times as I have to have so that I can live a normal life, it like went away. Which is like the weird thing about anxiety, because I think it was feeding itself, like me avoiding the feeling, right? And so I think about that a lot in entrepreneurship when I'm coaching, because a lot of the coaching I give is like, you need to just be miserable. It's fine.
Yes, you say that quite a bit, actually. Yes.
Yeah. I said on the call the other night, I was like being really sassy with someone the other night, and I was like, listen, I was like, I'm not like an emotional support animal. I'm like, I'm not a golden retriever. Like, my job is not to make you feel better. I was like, I don't think that this is a problem that you don't feel good. Like, I think it's fine.
Right. Like
you're doing something new and it's supposed to be uncomfortable.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's been huge. And especially with the pandemic too, because, you know, like I joined the mastermind during the pandemic, I guess. And it just allowed me to continue to do things to challenge myself.
Yeah.
In a time where I wasn't leaving the house, which was perfectly fine with me. Like if I could, you know, if I allowed myself to, I would be agoraphobic. Totally. So, but I don't allow myself to. And this is just another way that, and again, it wasn't something I expected, where I'm really challenging myself and showing myself what I'm capable of.
Well, I'm so excited to see you grow this program. What are you working on as far as the program right now? Are you, I know you said you were going to launch a whole bunch this year, right?
Yeah. So I've been kind of just coming up with things and trying them. So I launched the program in January. I'll launch it again, probably April. But I came up with another kind of smaller thing that I just launched, and 5 people bought it. So I was very excited about that. It was like, just, woo, I'll just throw that out there, and people bought it. So
isn't that amazing?
It's very exciting.
It's always like, oh, I made money. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
I always think that. I'm like, I make money out of nothing. Like, it wasn't anything.
Yeah, I just made a thing and people wanted it. And it is true. Like you always say, action brings clarity, and it really does.
Yeah. So a lot of what we do in the mastermind is making a plan, testing it, being uncomfortable, and then just managing your mindset. And that's the framework I'm working on right now while we're recording this. I'm working on it. Hopefully it'll be done by the time you guys are, in theory, by the time you guys listen to this episode, it will be done.
I'm super excited. Super excited. Yeah.
But the whole framework is about how to line your thoughts and feelings up with the result you're trying to create. And so I'm making like a whole bunch of modules. I just did one about creating belief, and I have a whole decision-making framework, and I'm going to do one about emotions and what you're talking about being willing to feel bad.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
I just told someone the other night, I was like, I want you to just have a miserable launch. I'm like, just do it and just be miserable.
I know.
Fine.
Not quite ready for that, but I'm sure it'll happen. But you still, it's so funny because I've launched my program. I don't know. Spring will be my 3rd launch, maybe my 4th. But even every time I launch, or even with the new thing, like you hit that email send and it's like, yeah, like I just still freak out. I don't know if that's ever going to go away.
I still feel like that during our launches. I always feel like I'm about to like jump off a building. Yeah. Well, I'm still excited, and because by the time we've done it, I've been thinking about it for months, because we plan it all quarter, and then execute it in a really short amount of time. So it's like all this like planning and thinking and intention goes into it. Yeah. And I always feel like, oh, I'm about to like, it's all like
it's
here.
Happening.
It will all kind of hit me right before I go live. Like usually we do a few live trainings and it'll be like before the first live training, I'll be like, oh shit.
This is happening. Yeah.
It's all happening. Oh my gosh. So I still feel like that. I don't know. So maybe it won't go away. But
well,
it's also
doesn't bode well. I guess that's never gonna go away then. You've been doing
but it's
it a
also
lot
knowing like you're someone that can be uncomfortable and like feel discomfort. I think this has been really huge for me, and it you know affects a lot of my coaching. But I had this coach tell me, my coach Brooke, she told me everything's 50-50, like you're supposed to feel bad half of the time. And I was like, what? Because I had spent my whole life trying to feel better all the time. And so every time I felt bad, instead of just feeling bad, I would be like, oh, I need to feel better. I need to feel better. I need to do something. I need to change it. And she was like, no, you're supposed to feel bad. Just feel bad. It's fine. It's not a problem. And she's like, if you feel your emotion, it will go away. And I was like, no one had ever told me that.
That's amazing. And it makes
it
so much sense.
My life. It seems like so basic, but I just thought we were supposed to feel good all the time. But there was something about taking the pressure away of like, oh, I'm not supposed to feel happy all the time. And like, if I feel sad or I feel bad, like nothing's actually wrong. Right. And that's how I try to teach you guys with the launches. It's like, if you feel anxious or you feel worried or you feel scared, like nothing's gone wrong. That's like actually just part of the process. And it can, you feel the feeling, right? And be willing to feel the feeling. And if you're willing to do that, then everything's on the table. Cause if you're like, I'm willing to feel embarrassed, I'm willing to feel scared, I'm willing to feel anxious, I'm willing to feel any feeling that I want. I'm always like, I'm willing to feel any feeling I need to, for as long as I need to have the life that I want. And that's been really expansive for me the last few years, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
So you joined the mastermind. Let's see. You joined the mastermind October 2020. And so you've been in 2 years now. What made you decide to do that second year? Like when you re-upped, you're like, I'm definitely going for a whole nother year.
I'm here for life. I'm not ever leaving the mastermind. once I was in that quarter, I'm like, oh yeah, this is like exactly what I need, just in terms of all the things I learned and all that. But I think, and then I was in the vault and the vault was just really good, just really because you have access to all the things whenever you need them. Like that to me was huge.
Yeah. Sorry, just so you guys know, the vault. So if you join for a year, you get access to the vault, which is every call we've ever done, every guest workshop we've ever done, every retreat I've done. It's a lot. It's like, it's literally hundreds of hours of calls that we've done over the last 2 years. So it's every replay ever. If you join as a monthly member, you get access to the calls for 30 days. So that's kind of how it works.
Yeah. And that seriously, there's so much content in there that I feel like there's no way you can access it. Like you'd have to just really pick and choose. Where the vault for me was like, this is great. Cause if I am having a day where I'm not doing a lot, or I could be listening to something while I'm, you know, cleaning or whatever it is, it's just, or in the car. So it's been great. But the big part, I feel like, you know, besides all the things that I've learned and all of that, is the community. Like, and that I wasn't prepared for either. I mean, that was more of a direct benefit of the mastermind. And I knew that it was a community, but I really had no idea like how much of a community it really was. Like I have made friends in this community. There's people that I can go to, I just the sense of community is we talk about it, but you really can't describe it until you're in there. Like, it's hard for me to put it into words.
Yeah, I think it's hard for me to market that, right? Because people they need to pay for that because they think like, well, I'm in the free Facebook group. I'm in the Blogging Breakthroughs Facebook group. Like, why do I need to pay to be in this other Facebook group? But the container is different. Like being a member of the mastermind and making that commitment and being around other people that are committed, the energy is way different. And so I'm always telling people, because that's one of the things people say to me. They're like, well, I'm in the Breakthroughs group. Like, why do I need to pay to like be in this other Facebook group and be in this other community? Like, I'm already in your community. I'm like, you're in the less good community. I'm like, the Blogging Breakthroughs Facebook group is not as good as the mastermind community. It's just not the same. And I don't think you can get the same level of connection in a free group that you do in a, where people are coming and setting the intention of, I want to be part of a community and I want to contribute to the community and I want to build a business and grow. And we're all going to do it. Kind of the vibe is like, we're all going to do it together. Like we're all in it together. And the energy is way different, I think, than any of the other, at least the free Facebook groups I've been in.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is that you provide so much great content in the free group that it is hard to imagine that there would be more content than what you're doing, but there really is. Like there is, but the sense of community, like we've been doing, I've been getting really, because I was having issues sort of staying focused on my office hours lately. And one of the members, Taylor, who I think was on your podcast, she's been like setting up co-working every day. And that has been like, I've gone in at least a couple of times a week to her sessions. And it's been like so great. Like we're talking about what we're working on and cheering each other on. And we know when each other's launches are happening and what we're all doing. And it is just, and to be with people who really understand what you're going through and the distractions and, you know, the make you accountable. Like it really is a real community and it's a safe community.
Yeah. The co-working stuff is interesting too. We started doing it. I used to host it like back in the day.
I remember.
And I remember being like kind of thinking in my head, like, well, why would we all get on Zoom? And like, cause we're all muted most of the time. Like you do chat mm-hmm. for a little bit, but most of the time we're just on mute with our cameras on. I'm like, why would we want to do this? But I would get so much more done in that hour than any other time. Cause you're really, you have your camera on and we're muted, but you just feel like committed to doing what you say you're going to do.
It is the weirdest thing.
How much work you- so well.
Yeah.
I really think it's because I'm like committed to not looking at my phone. I'm like, I got to like do what I told them to do. And so we go on, I don't know how Melissa's doing it, but we used to go on for 25 minutes and work and then hang out for a few minutes and then do another 25 minute block and then hang out at the end. And you would get so much done in those 25 minutes just because you're like, we all put in the chat what we're going to work on. And we just sat there and I was like always blown away by how well that actually worked and how it actually helped me get so much more done. Cause it just seems like, well, why would we sit with our cameras on like and muted? Like, why would we want to do that? But it really helps you stay focused, I think.
It does. And it is amazing. I mean, I got an email done in a 25 minute block yesterday. Like it would have taken me 2 hours to do that email.
Yeah. My brain loves to be distracted.
It's a phenomenon that's unexplainable.
My brain loves to be distracted. It's like, let's pet the dog. Let's do the dishes.
Yes.
I bother my team. I'm like, let me call Rebecca. Like, let me distract everybody else. Like, let me go in the Facebook group. Let me go in the Facebook group. Yeah. Let me, you know, and it all feels like I'm working and doing important things, but most of the time it's procrastinating. Yeah. So for me, it like gets rid of all of that. It's like, okay, we're going to sit here and just work and do our work for 25 minutes. And yeah, you should do those blocks. Even if you don't go to time or co-working, that time blocking really helps. The Pomodoro. I love that. So now that we're talking
about- there's a lot to be said for you putting your phone away. Like, I think that's part of it too. Like you get committed to doing that during the co-working, but also the little blocks in between, you know, where you're chatting and you're checking in to see how everybody did. And
feels like you're not by
yourself.
It
just feels nice. Yeah.
I think,
and you're with a group of people who are going to lift you up and support you and know what you're doing. And that's another thing I talk to my community about all the time too. Like you need to find people who are doing what you want to do because they're going to understand. And that's what the mastermind community does for me in terms of the community piece.
I think that's part of why it gets people results, right? So I'm making the framework and making all this stuff that we're going to teach in there now, but the first couple years of it, it's really just been the community and us working on businesses together, and people were still getting results, even though I really wasn't teaching any, like I didn't have like a magical Pinterest strategy I was teaching or a magical like Facebook group. I was teaching mindset, which obviously I think is huge and really important. But a lot of it really, I think the reason people were getting results was really because of the community. And I think there's something to be said for people doing things together and being around like-minded people. I think it just makes doing the work so much easier, and you're willing to do more when you see other people doing more, and you're like, oh my God, like she just had a successful launch. Like I remember like seeing her crying on Zoom like months ago, or like, you know what I mean? It's like, I think it's inspiring to see everybody else moving forward, and it kind of drives the whole thing together.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, and we all know what we're all doing. Like,
yeah,
I guess from the coaching calls and stuff, I don't know, but we all know what we're all doing.
It's a different vibe. And that's what I always try to tell people, is the energy is a lot different in the Facebook group, because it's not just a Facebook group where you buy a course and then you guys are in a Facebook group together. We're on Zoom every week. Mm-hmm. And like people are talking about, I mean, all kinds of stuff, everything from like, I don't know what to sell, and I don't think my stuff is that good, to like, my family member died.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's like, you know, we talk about everything on those, like literally everything on those calls.
Yeah,
and so it's like, when you see someone posting in the Facebook group, you're like, oh, like, I really feel like I know her, like, in a much different way than most courses. Cause I don't know any other courses where everybody's getting on Zoom together every week.
Right. Right.
So I think that really helps the community. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I just always think it's nice for mastermind members to come on and just share what it's like. It's hard. It's hard when I'm pitching it, because I feel like, you know, I love it so much. And I think sometimes that comes across to people as like, there's no way it can be that good. they're like, she's definitely full of shit. Like, there's no way it can be that great. And I'm like, it really is so good though. It's so special. Like, you guys have to join.
It took me a long time to join too. I don't know if you remember, but I was on the fence all the time. And then finally I dove in, and I have not looked back.
Yeah. And now we have the money back guarantee too. So if you guys are on the fence, you should just come see if it's for you. And I'm like, if it's not for you, I will give you your money back. Like, my coaching is not for everybody. Like, and I understand that. And like, it might not be exactly what you're looking for. We will give you your money back. I think,
and there's plenty. Is it 2 weeks? Do they have 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Because I mean, there's so much in 2 weeks that you can see and get a feel for to find out if it's for you. There's so many opportunities that you'll know. It's not like there's just one call or one thing. Like, there's probably like in 2 weeks, probably 6 or 8 things that people can do.
Yeah, in the Facebook group and the replays, like you'll have plenty to do when you guys get in there. And I always say, I'm like, it's not a like fake money back guarantee where I'm like, you got to prove to me you're at the calls, you got to prove to me like you listen. I'm like, you can just email us and like say it's not for you, we'll give you your money back. It's like no questions asked. So anyway, everybody come join. We'd love to have you inside the mastermind for Q2. Q2 is, I'm so excited about everything we're going to do. I have a lot of really great new things I'm putting together to teach in there, and the framework should be live by then. It's going to be really awesome. So I'm excited to just keep growing it and making it better and better. Thank you for coming on. Where can people connect? Where can people connect with you?
I'm at lifebalanceafter50.com.
And you have a free guide, right? Or a free...
I have a free workbook for women after 50 who are looking to redefine. So that's on there too.
Okay. So we'll put the link for that in the description. You guys got to check out Leslie. You should definitely work with her, be part of her community. She's doing really great, special, amazing work. So you definitely want to go sign up for all of her things, hang out with her on the internet. Thank you for being here and supporting and being part of the mastermind. I'm excited to see your business grow, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Bye. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I wanted to take a second and just let you guys know that the doors to the Becoming Boss Mastermind are open. When you join the Becoming Boss Mastermind, you're going to get instant access to the success plan, which is going to help you make a 90-day plan. And you're also going to get access to my new self-coaching program. This program is going to help you line your thoughts, feelings, and actions up with the result that you decide on in your 90-day plan. And in addition to the modules, you also get weekly support from me. So you get the chance to come to Zoom calls where I'm coaching people every single Tuesday. We all get on a call together. They're really, really amazing. Lots of people have breakthroughs watching other people get coached because they wouldn't even know the question to ask. And they'll see someone else asking questions and they'll be like, oh my gosh, like, this makes me think about this in my business, and I never would have thought about it that way if I hadn't seen this person being coached. And so if you've never had the opportunity to experience group coaching, I think that this isn't going to blow your mind. I think you're really, really going to love it. People love our Zoom calls that we do in there. In addition to the Zoom calls with me on Tuesday, you also get a chance to submit questions to the Q&A that I do every Thursday in there. You get access to additional co-coaching calls and guest workshops. We have an incredible lineup in there for you guys this quarter. I'm really, really proud of the quality of coaching that we offer to you guys at such an incredible price. And this program has truly been life-changing for so many people. And I don't say that lightly, but I feel like I need to tell you, like I have to tell you how incredibly powerful this program has been. And if you don't believe me, we have a no questions asked money back guarantee. You can come in, you can try it for 2 weeks, and if you don't think it's right for you, we will just give you your money back, no questions asked. I'm happy to do that. So there's no risk to joining. It's at no risk to you at all. You can come, you can go through the success plan, you can look at the self-coaching module, you can come get coached by me in Zoom. Additionally, you also get access to the Mastermind Facebook group, and you're going to be in a whole community of people doing this work together. I think it is deeply, deeply, deeply important that you have people to do this work with. I think being an entrepreneur can be very tough. It can have a lot of ups and downs. And if you don't have people around you that understand, it can make an already tough journey just that much more of an uphill battle. And it doesn't have to be that way. We have an incredible community that's waiting to support you and help you and welcome you. We have a whole team of coaches that are there to support you. You get to come to coaching with me every single Tuesday. And if you're feeling like your business is hard or you're stuck, if you're feeling a lot of ups and downs, if you're like 1 minute you feel like you got it and then the next minute it's not working and then the next minute it's great and then everything's bad, if there's a lot of ups and downs, if you feel like you just don't know what to do or you're not making the progress you want, if you're feeling confused, overwhelmed, any of that stuff is stuff I help people with all the time. I can help you with that. I've been coaching entrepreneurs now on those topics and so much more for years. And so you're not alone. The things that you struggle with, I promise you, I have coached other people through and I can help you. So I hope that you'll give it a shot and decide to join us in there. It's an incredibly special offer and a special opportunity. I hope you will take advantage of it. Doors are closing soon. Don't wait. Go get your spot and I will see you in the Becoming Boss Mastermind.